Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, October 4th, 2010. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we have guest host, Shay Nolan, coming to you from Kansas City, as I'll be doing every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We have a fantastic show coming to you this evening. We have the lovely Miss Robinson, who is going to be here today, who is the author of What We Do for Love, Married to His Lies, and Essence of a Bad Girl. We'll be discussing her upcoming events as well as discussing some of her new projects. So sit back and relax and enjoy Word Sexy Radio. Radio for this Monday, October 4th, and I'm Red Snapper, and we have Miss Shay Nolan as our special guest. How are you doing, Miss Shay, the special guest host today?
I'm doing fine, Red. How are you?
And we're doing just fine, and today we have a special guest today that we're going to be interviewing today. Are you ready for that?
I'm very ready.
Okay, so we have the incomparable Miss Robinson, who is going to be on the show, and she has three novels, as we spoke of earlier. And what we're going to do at this time, before we get there with her, we're going to go ahead and do a little bit of admin notes, and then we're going to get right into that interview. But first of all, I just want to let everybody know in the Kansas City area, if you want to listen to the show or if you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio. For those of you that want to get on here and talk about all those things that grown folks talk about, this is the place for you to do it. So, as well, we also want to give you some things that's going on in the city. The Taste and Dark Enterprise presents the Miami Heat and Oklahoma City Thunder After Party, fifth quarter, which is going to be held here this October the 8th, this Friday, 2010, and it's going to be at the College Basketball Experience, 1401 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City, Missouri. This is one night, two floors, two GJs, and they're going to be having the Ultimate Ciroc and Crown Royal VIP Taste Bar experience with plush seating and complimentary delicious beverages in a premier post-game atmosphere. The doors open at 9 p.m., but the party doesn't start until 10 to 3 a.m. The sounds will be provided by DJ AK and DJ Spin Styles. So general admission for this is $20, VIP $50. And it's only limited for those that are coming in for the VIP, so you need to get your tickets today. For more information, inquire about VIP tables, and to purchase tickets, visit www.thehouseoftaste.com. And if you also want to email or just call, you can email information@thehouseoftaste.com or the number 404-326-2698. All right, now we got that out the way. Ms. Shea, we're going to go ahead and get into this, but before we do, how have you been doing?
I've been doing well, Red. How about you?
And we're doing fine. I know you're doing your creative thing, and I know you got some good questions for our guests, and we're going to go ahead and bring our guests on right now, if it's all right with you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Ms. Robinson, are you there?
I am, and thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show, and we'd like to thank you for coming on and take time out of your busy schedule to do so. And, Shay, go ahead and say hello to Ms. Robinson.
Hello, Ms. Robinson. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
And just what we want to do at this time, Ms. Robinson, since you have that voice going on with us right now, and this is Word Sexy Radio, we just want to go ahead and see if you can give us a little background of you and how you got into the literary game.
Most definitely. Well, I am a native of Huntsville, Alabama, born and raised, and I actually got into the literary game. I used to write short stories, and I fell in love with the characters from my first short story, which is what I based my debut novel, What We Won't Do for Love, off of. And I decided to pen a full, you know, manuscript. I sat on the manuscript for 5 years until I actually pursued getting a publisher and found a publisher, G Street Chronicles, and that's kind of where I got started. So I started out as a hobby, and then I just kind of fell in love with writing and the characters that I developed.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Shay.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what was the first book you wrote?
Mm-hmm. What We Want to Do for Love.
Yes, ma'am. I'm really, my interest is piqued in that one.
Yes. Do tell us.
So, What We Want to Do for Love, it's actually based upon Octavia Ellis. She's Miss Independent, you know. She lives by one rule: no relationships, no strings attached, you know, keep it strictly sexual. It is what it is. And she actually meets the perfect man, wealthy, handsome, fun, whatever you want to call him, and she falls in love. However, you know, there's always drama, there's always a twist. She has her thug, Bo, who she can't let go of. And, you know, it's an ongoing fling, a very hot fling that they have going back and forth. And when she finds out, or what actually happens, is she catches herself caught up in just this love triangle. And she always said that she wouldn't be the one, not that woman. And it just kind of, her life starts spiraling out of control. And it has a twisted ending, I guess you could say, a surprise ending. But that's what We Want to Do for Love is about. So it's about,
okay,
you know, finding
out. You know, a twisted.
Yeah.
And you know what twisted ending, I'm sorry to cut you off, I'm sorry,
that's
I didn't
okay.
mean to cut in. But you know, those twisted endings always sound good, so that's what people like when they read these books, and that's what they look for, isn't that right, Shay?
Most definitely. I'm sitting back thinking, I'm like, dang, is she writing about me?
Maybe, you never know. So, you know, we just have to see when we get the book. Cause she sent it to me, a matter of fact, and I do have a copy of it, and I have it right here in front of me. So we will definitely get into it. And one thing I want to say about this book is I love the way your publishing company put this book together, because it's, you know, you see a lot of people who put books together and they just kind of like throw them together, but they took time out and really did a great job to put this book together, and the cover work and everything is very, very good. So is this a independent company that you are part of, or is it just a publisher that you signed with?
Correct. Actually, G Street Chronicles is just the publisher that I am signed with.
Uh-huh.
Originally, it was GSH, and then he did change the name, and they're now G Street Chronicles. So I did, but I did actually do some work with him throughout the spring and the summer, so I do thank him for that opportunity. But now I'm back to writing and starting my own. So.
Okay, well, that's good. So you know what I want to hear about now. What we won't do for love. I know it's a lot of things that people are doing in this book that they definitely would do. You know, they didn't think they would do, but they end up doing mm-hmm. because they're in love. So we'll definitely get into that a little bit, and you kind of explain that. But the one I really want to hear about is Married to His Lies. What do you think, Shay? I think that one right there is really the one that's going to be blowing it up. What you think?
That sounds juicy. I'm interested to know what lies she's married to. What lies she's telling.
We definitely want to hear that, Ms. Robinson. You have to tell us now. When you say something that's going to be hot, you know, you're going to hear that sounder now. So just don't stop talking. Just keep going, okay?
Okay. Well,
so give us that one.
All right, Married to His Lies, which is book two. It's actually a spinoff from What We Want to Do for Love. Married to His Lies is based upon, her name is Shantae. She's married. She's been married for like 8 years. And her husband, you know, no matter what this man does, he cheats over and over and over again. He brought another, you know, a baby home by another woman.
Of course he's a cheater. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You know, he had a baby outside of the marriage. She accepted, no matter what he's done, she's always accepted it. And, you know, she's just been content with her life, you know, going as it has been going. And then she meets Savoy, and Savoy is, he's sexy. He's all the way live. He's bringing it, you know what I'm saying? He's that, you know, that temptation that she needs. She knows she wants
really?
It, but she doesn't want to go after it. You know, and it's like a cat and mouse game until, you know, finally she finds out that, you know, her husband, his name is Kenny, his lies, you know, it's not just that he lies and he continues to be a dog or whatever. She finds out that he had, like, an ulterior motive for marrying her in the first place. So,
Not the ulterior motive.
You know, an ulterior motive, and then she falls for Savoy. They have a very hot love affair, and, you know, then it's from there, it's all about getting rid of Kenny and, you know, getting that divorce and moving on. But, you know, he's like, you know, so they'll do his part, you know. You know, he's one of those.
All right, let's get a woman's perspective, Shay. Let's go ahead and comment on that one because I know you got one. Go ahead.
So he's not trying to let her go. Now that she wants to leave for the sexy Savoy, even his name is sexy. I'm like, damn, that is really, that's hot. That is hot.
Hotter than red pepper? Okay, I got you.
So now that she wants to leave him, he's like, oh, no, sister, I'm in this. It's a marriage of convenience, obviously, on his part, right?
That's right. You got it.
Okay.
That's right.
Wow, man. That's
and she's going to inconvenience him by trying to go be with this other man, so he's not having that.
Right.
Oh, no, not that. Man, I tell you, well, you know, that's what drama is all about in these. And, you know, before we get into the third book, let me also remind those listeners out there, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, and we're doing it a little different today because we want to bring a little liveness to it, and we got Miss Robinson on the show and our special guest host, Ms. Shay Nolan, and we're doing our thing and asking these questions. So if you're interested, come on in and give a call to us. And like I said, the number is 347-215-8539. Okay, so now that we're going to get into this essence of a bad girl, I just know that this essence of a bad girl is just exactly what it is, isn't it? I mean, I know it is. Shay, what you think about that, with that title?
I think that Ms. Robinson is going to bring all the implications of a bad girl. When she nailed it with the title, Essence of a Bad Girl, just lets me know she's about to bring it.
Well, we're getting ready to find out
what a bad girl's
about.
About.
We definitely want to know what's going on with that one. But before we do, you know, the obvious questions that we always get all the time is, how much of this is you? So let us know how much of this is you in the book or how much is it fiction. You can't tell us what part is you or what's not, but how much of it is inspired by you?
I would
you know that was coming. You know that was coming. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Down.
You know that was coming, so go ahead.
I knew it was coming. I will say this with Essence. I want to say at least 50%.
There it is, Shay.
Or maybe even her behaviors.
Oh, not the behavior.
And then I'll
you're
going to
make me push that button again. Okay.
When the book gets there, I'll let you decipher which portion of her actions. Be like, okay, well, I wonder. You know, but, yeah, I can definitely.
You definitely want to get a copy of that.
Factor.
Uh-huh. Well, Shay, go ahead with the factor. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, from what I'm hearing, a little bit of Miss Robinson may be thrown in there a little bit here and there. So when people read it, and if there's a lot of listeners on the line and they go to pick up the book, they're going to go, She's got the things that makes you go,
And I haven't heard that in a while. So, you know, that's good if you can get that. So, Shay, go ahead and ask your question.
What inspired you to write this particular book? Is it from experience? Is it from some people that you know? And I know you can't throw out no names. I'm sure you probably know some people that you probably, the characters you mimic them after, but you can't say no names. They might show up at your front doorstep and be like, girl, I got to talk to you. But I mean, what inspired you to write?
Wow. Go ahead. Answer that one.
Well, what inspired me? Actually, Essence of a Bad Girl, that particular book was going to start the whole, I'm doing a whole Bad Girl series. And I really, I guess, just being able to, my first two books, I tried to keep it sweet, you know, a little sweet, but I just wanted to just let it all come out, you know what I'm saying, and just really let everybody know that inside every beautiful woman, every woman, period, there's a bad girl, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
that's the girl that likes, the one, the side that likes to play and, you know, just push the buttons and be as naughty as we possibly can. And that's where I came with Essence. I just wanted to freely express myself on that level, you know. And
A lady in the street, a freak in the bed.
Exactly.
I couldn't let that go. I had to let that out. Go ahead. All right.
That's right. So I kind of wanted to, you know, just, you know, talk about the nature of a bad girl, you know, and see, you know, sometimes, you know, good girls do bad things. That's my saying.
That's
so.
Right.
And
you wouldn't be human if you didn't. So, I mean, that's just the way it is.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah,
I think we all have a little bit of bad girl inside of us.
That's right.
Yeah. So when do you think that's going to drop? So when is it scheduled to drop, Essence of a Bad Girl?
Originally, Essence was scheduled to drop in September, but I kind of delayed that. I was still, you know, making some changes on her. She should be with the editor now.
Okay.
I've already, you know, turned over to my publisher, so I'm just kind of waiting. In the meantime, I'm working on, you know, my next Bad Girl in the Bad Girl series.
Okay.
And some other things, yeah.
Well, you know we want to hear about that, but before we do, I got to get you listeners out there to give us a call. The number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, and we're doing it today with Miss Robinson. And we also have special guest Miss Shay Nolan on the show. So, now, you're talking about getting into the series. Now, how many books do you think that this series is going to contain?
The series, the Bad Girl series, I anticipate at this point right now it's going to be 4. That's
okay.
Where I'm at, you know, but you never know. I might change it up and decide to go.
Here she goes again, Shay. All right,
seven.
So. Okay, so you answer a question.
So in your series, Miss Robinson, are you going to personify different types of bad girls? Are you going to have the good girls that go bad? I mean, how are you going to bring these bad girls out, and what type of in what form are you going to bring them out in? I'm so interested to see. I can hardly wait. You got me. I'm just like, oh my God, come on! You need to hurry up.
That's right. All right, come on.
You're right. I do have some that there are going to be some. They're going to be different bad girls, and their stories are all going to be, you know, a little different. There are going to be some that. They were good girls that went bad, because I say sometimes bad girls are created, sometimes they're born, you know.
Right.
So there are going to be some that, you know, just from the time they were dropped, they were bad girls, and they knew it, and they knew how to rock with it, and they handled their business properly. So it's gonna be like several ones. You know, you're gonna be surprised. Sometimes you're not gonna know who the bad girl in the story is until the end, because you know, I'm just gonna try to keep it hot and sexy.
And it also depends on what's bad, what's defined as bad as well.
Exactly.
But I know you're gonna have some of those. I know you're gonna have some of them the church girls in there. I know you are, right?
Yeah, I'm a church girl. You already know.
Of course, oh, it wouldn't be right if you didn't have it, right?
That's right.
Okay,
yeah, you might even have some men going to pick that up.
So let me ask you this question then. You got Essence going now, and the next one, have you come up with a title with that yet, or are you just kind of like in the beginning stages of that one?
Right. Well, with the Bad Girls series, the next book that's going to come following Essence is actually Victims of a Bad Girl.
Oh, I like that title. Okay. Say it again.
Victims of a Bad Girl.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds really good. Mm-hmm. So, and I guess it's going to be the victims who get caught up with them. So you know, I mean, you know, those that end up with the sting of the bad girl. Okay.
Oh,
that
I
sounds
like that.
Interesting.
I like that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Interesting. And you probably are going to make that drop in 2011?
That's going to come in 2011, as well as from the Meredith's Lies that Left Readers Hanging as to what was going to happen next. I have, right now, I'm currently working on The Lies We Tell for Love, and that's also jumping at the beginning of 2011.
So busy. Busy.
You better tell us about that one.
The Lies.
So you just started something with that.
The Lies We Tell for Love is picking back up with Damon and Octavia. I left them, like I said, I left them hanging at the end of Married to His Lies. And it's basically Damon, I mean, the whole time, you know, everybody knows he has, like, the bad boy side. He has some secrets. But all of his, like, a lot of his secrets are going to come out. You know, you're going to find out some of the things that he actually did to get Octavia. And there's going to be some new temptation come in. I'm going to just throw a lot of drama up in the mix. You know, I can't just have it, you know, all sugar and spice. I don't believe in that. But, you know, I got to keep it interesting. So,
drama. We got to have the drama, definitely.
Yeah. We're going to keep it sexy, but we're going to have plenty of drama.
Well, let me ask you this, and then I'm going to let Shay ask a question. How much sex and how deep do you get in your books? See, I'm going to find out, but I want to see what you tell us here on the show. How detailed do you go with it? Go ahead, Ms. Robinson.
I am very detail-oriented. I think when we're actually having sex in real life is detail-oriented. So why wouldn't you, when you're creating a storyline and you're trying to base it, you know, you want your readers to get into those roles, why wouldn't you make it detailed? You know, I'm not cutting dry and
so are you using the words that people are thinking anyway or what?
Oh, most definitely. I'm using the words.
You know what I'm doing? I'm going through this book right now to see what I can find in here to see if it's there. Okay. Go ahead, Shay.
So when you say you're very detailed, Ms. Robinson, and I know me being a woman, you being a woman, and we come at it from a different perspective than a man, are you more sensual with your detail as far as the sex scenes go, or are you just raw? And you know how I know as women sometimes we like the sensual touch. We want the flowers and the roses and the bathtub filled with water and honey in it, or you know, you might be come home from the office and surprise me type of sex. So, I mean, which one are you throwing in there? Are you mixing it up a little bit?
I'm actually mixing it up. I mix it up a lot. Go ahead. I'll paint the little, you know, the sensual and the, you know, the romantic, the pretty picture, you know. But at the same time, when it actually comes down to getting down to the business of, you know, handling your business, I'm raw with it. Let's you know.
Yeah, because I'm reading on page 85 right now what View is doing. Yeah, I see the pulling hair action and all that. Okay. All right, well, she's bringing it. So is that detailed like that in all of them, the books that you have that in the erotic genre? Or, you know, like I said, it's good to have it mixed up like that because, you know, me as an author, when I write my erotica, I'm very, very detailed as well. And, you know, I try to explain those things, and people when they're reading it, they're thinking the words anyway, so they might as well see them, so it can be more liberating for them. Do you feel that that helps you in your writing when you do your erotica writing?
Most definitely. I love it. And at first, when I first, you know, started writing, I was like, oh, wow, I'm kind of nervous about this. But then after, like, people started reading, they were like, oh, I like it. You know, let me tell you what
right.
I like about it.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's the difference we have and between, like, not trying to compare ourselves to the incomparable Zane, but a lot of her work, a lot of people was complaining that, I mean, she brings some words, but a lot of it is not detailed. So mm-hmm. that's why I try to go in that aspect to be a little different. I see that you're doing that. So I'm sure, I know Shay has a question for you.
Well, I'm kind of speechless right now. I'm thinking about the England and Mr. Savoy. And I'm just like, wow,
man.
You are definitely heating the pages up. I'm sure. I cannot wait to read all of your novels. I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm. If somebody wanted to get your novel, where would they go get it?
Okay, if they want to pick up either of my novels, they can actually go to Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNobles.com, Books A Million, or they can go directly to my publisher's website at GStreetChronicles.com. And then you can also go to my site, MsRobinsonWrites.com, or just Google Ms. Robinson, and I'll pop up. So.
Okay. All right, well, you know, I mean, that's really good. I'm glad to see that because, like I said, these are what I'm seeing here, and I wish I would have read this before I had a chance to get on here, but being a little busy, I didn't get a chance to do it. But what I'm seeing here about Thomas Hills and the restricted subdivision and all this $140,000 house and everything, I see what's going on up in here, and then, shit, he moaned. Okay. All right, well, this is hot, and it's what the people want, so... This is Word Sexy Radio out there, people. If you're listening to this hot interview with Miss Robinson, we're doing our thing here. So y'all need to call in. The number's 347-215-8539. It's Word Sexy Radio. And normally I would get into a little of this, but we might. I don't know. It just depends how I feel. What do you think, Shane?
What you trying to get into?
You know what I'm talking about.
This,
I might have to. You know what I'm going to do? Miss Robinson, are you prepared to read some of your novel?
You can
give us a couple of lines. If we have one in front of you, won't you go to page 85 and what we won't do for love and kind of give us a little bit of that, if you don't mind. Can you do that for us?
Okay.
Yeah. While she's doing that, I just want to let everybody know that, like I said, this Word Sexy Radio thing is hot, and we'd like to bring fun to the show. And I think we're doing that. What do you think, Shay? I think that's what's working out today.
I think we are, most definitely. I think it's hot, and I think it's sexy and fun. So.
Yeah, and you're bringing it, too. So, Miss Robinson, let us know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Good. Like I said, you can say the words
on
this show. Well, what's that again?
I said, you did not put the voice on, so Miss Robinson.
Well, you know, this is Red Snapper, and this is the way we usually talk. And we do this all the time on the show, so it's nothing new. But Miss Robinson, we want you to bring it. So would you like to do that for us? Start at the part where it says, I slid. Okay, we'll go from there.
Okay. I was like, I wonder where he want me to start.
Yeah, start right there. There you go.
No problem. Let's see.
Okay, and do it in that sensuous voice you have.
Okay. I slid my mouth down over his dick until he was touching the back of my throat. I sucked him hard. I deep-throated his dick while gently kneading his balls with my hands. Shit, he moaned, pumping in my mouth wildly. I slid up to the head, sucked gently, then took all of him in my mouth again. I stopped when I felt his body trembling. I didn't want him to come, not until I got what I came for. I quickly tore open the condom. I had him placed on the nightstand before we got naked and then slid it over his erection. Turning around, I sat down backwards on his dick. I rocked and rolled my hips to my own beat, squeezing my nipples, but lifted his hips, meeting my movements with fierce blows. I got in one of his hands down to my clit while the other one continued to grab and pull at my breast. He stroked my clit until it was engorged and my pussy was wet. So wet it made loud gushing sounds, I came hard. I turned around facing him, never allowing him to slip out of me. Slipping my tongue in both mouths, I found his. We changed positions with me on my stomach and him behind me. before entering me again by a lift from the base of my neck down the center of my back to the curve of my ass. When he got to my ass, he used his hands to spread my cheeks, then slowly slipped his tongue in my tight hole. He tossed my salad until I came again, and then slid his dick in me from behind. Bo fucked me hard, doggy style, while pulling my hair. He was rough and hard, and I was enjoying every single moment of it. I bounced back and forth, causing his nest to slap against my skin loudly. Damn, he came, collapsing onto my back.
That's it, baby.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's it right there. Now, if you don't have that, people that's listening, that's what we bring here on Word Sexy Radio, and that's it. So, now,
oh my God.
Know the question that comes after that. What do you got to say on that one, Shay?
Oh, my God. If she can see my face now, if the audience can see my face, my mouth was literally hanging on the floor, and I was just salivating like, oh, my God, really?
Really? That's it. That is it. I'm telling you.
I needed to compose myself, slap some water on my face.
That's how you do it. That's how it's done. And Miss Robinson
hot.
Knows how to do it. So, for
hot.
Those that's listening out there, if you're missing it, you need to call in 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. And Miss Robinson is bringing it to us today. And that was an excerpt from What We Won't Do for Love. And that's her second, I guess you'd call that her sophomore novel that she has written. And she also has a new novel coming. It's called The Essence of the Bad Girl. And if I said it wrong, I'm sorry. But we definitely know if we get in that, in this, what is the bad girl going to give us?
That's right.
That's right. So I'll tell you what. Shay, go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, wow. Goodness. Okay. The images are just floating around. I'm like, oh, my God. Maybe that's Miss. All I can say is Miss Robinson. Oh, my goodness. I'm definitely red. See, you have the book in front of you. I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going to have to purchase a copy and read it myself.
Well, you can get this copy because I'm going to tell you what I like about her, and the reason why I asked her to come on the show is because, first of all, I tell you, I had this book, and like I said, I saw how detailed and how she just really developed this book and her character development and everything and how she did the explanation. That's why I wanted her to read that, because I wanted the audience to hear exactly what it is that she has and what she's bringing, because she does it well. And it makes you feel like you're sitting there, just like you were saying. It's like you're either watching it or involved in it. So,
yeah.
So what did you think of that?
I felt like I was right in the middle of the damn room, just front row seat, and everything on my thumb and my mouth. Like, really? That's how
really?
You get down. That's how you get down.
How did that scene come? How did you get that scene down? Is that experience, or is that one of them ones you can't tell nobody? Go ahead.
How was the experience? I mean, if we, you know, since everybody's grown.
Right.
See, and I guess the delivery as well as how you actually put it out as well as, you know, made it even more sensuous too, because, you know, that's why I wanted you to read it yourself. I didn't want to read it because, you know, there's a certain way the author wants the voice to come out. So that's why we had you do it the way it was meant to come out. Just like if I was writing
nervous.
Something.
I was like, I ain't never read that loud before.
but that's good, though. I mean, you should do that. So when you do book signings, do you sometimes, like, do bachelor parties or anything like that? Or, you know, like, if someone's there, do you do any of the reading from the book?
I never do. I always get someone else. I'll, like, ask someone else if they want to read. You know?
Oh, well, you know, that's what I do, too.
Yes.
But see, that was good, though. See, now you know how you sound reading your work. So I think that was good. So, I mean, and we all just have to do that. But this is really, I'm telling you, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the show, I think this is very good, very, very good work here. And, you know, you might become that new one to take the throne. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And so have you thought about doing any like, anthologies or anything like that with any other authors?
I would love to. I was thinking about that, but I would love to definitely, if the opportunity presents itself, I'd be more than happy to. So.
Okay, well, the reason why I asked is because I have an anthology, Contagious Lust 2. I did one last year, and I'm telling you that we might have to employ you to be part of Contagious Lust 2, and we're trying to do that next year sometime, and I can definitely get with you as long as it's not interfering with your contract with your publisher. We might be able to talk about that. What do you think, Shay? Because Shay's going to do one, too. I don't know if she knows that, but she's going to do a story in there as well, a couple. Did you know that, Shay?
I didn't know that, but thanks for telling me. That's all right, though. I'm good. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay.
I don't know if I can be quite as hot as Ms. Robinson.
Oh, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Like anybody can do it. You just got to take your time and just slowly write it. That's right. So what inspired you, really, though? I mean, have you thought about other genres that you might want to focus on as well as this, as, you know, the erotica? Because you do erotica well, but and you can definitely be a domino, and I know that word's not used a lot, but you can be a dynamite sensation in this genre. But have you thought about moving into just to broaden your horizons and going into other genres of writing?
I actually have. I've thought about, of course, you know, because it's so close to urban and erotica and everything that we do with that genre. But I've been thinking of street fiction, you know, maybe just one. You know, I mean, I love what I do now. Also inspirational, suspense.
Yeah, because I saw y'all have inspirational on your
mm-hmm.
website as well.
Exactly. And, you know, suspense. So I have been thinking of that. And I have, you know, several short stories that I can just convert into full manuscripts. And they're all different. They're not all, you know, erotica or urban. So, you know, there's some playing room.
Oh, yeah, well, sounds good. I always want to keep yourself open to do other things and not be stuck in one area. So,
right.
Shay.
Right. This is actually, I have a question about what you use as your writing technique. Do you write every day? Do you write a certain time a day? How many hours a day do you devote to writing? Are you a daytime writer? Or are you more alert at night? I mean, just what is your writing technique and the writing schedule that you adhere to every day?
Okay. I actually write every single day. It may be, you know, some days I may be like, well, I'm going to try to get 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 words out today, or I'm just going to spend the next hour, you know, if it's like a Sunday or something like that, I might be like, oh, I'm going to write for 2 hours, the next 2 hours. So I really don't have, besides making sure I write something every day, I don't have a specific time. I write in the mornings. I might go do everything I have to do throughout the day, come back and write at night. I write whenever, but I do write every day. So I try not to let a day go by without writing.
All right. So have you been out doing any, like any book signings, though, or have you wanted to kind of wait till you get to the point of getting so many books out before you actually do it?
Exactly. We actually did some local book signings here in my city, and we are actually now getting my schedule together for 2011, where we're going to actually do a tour. We're planning on, you know, getting several cities together that we want to, you know, go, and I'm going to do signings in. Right
now, Kansas City. Make sure you get Kansas City in there.
I'm going to have to make sure I put it on there. I will.
Yeah, yeah. The reason why I'm saying it is because the Midwest is all the time is overlooked, especially the Kansas City area. A lot of times authors will go to St. Louis and Chicago and just think that because this is a Bible Belt that nobody wants to hear erotica or any of the stories. But we do have plenty of black folks, Negroes in the area that want to, you know, that want to read and hear these books, and people want to know about these books. So,
exactly.
So what do you think, Shay? Isn't that true?
It's very true. It's a very overlooked area. I mean, it's almost like black folks don't exist here. I was like, everybody just bypasses the Midwest and especially Kansas City. But there are a plethora of black folks that are hungry to read what us as African American authors put out.
Right.
And there's a lot of authors here as well that's trying to do their thing and get out there. And a lot of people are shocked when they find out that the authors came from here. You know, I was like,
right.
What? We got that here? You know, but yeah, we definitely want you to come to the city if you can. And I think that there's enough people here that will be interested to see you if you came in. And if you let me know, we can definitely get it out, you know, get the word out, and we can definitely get it where some people will come. So we just got to know.
I sure will. I'll definitely do that.
Okay. Well, we got about 20 minutes left, and I tell the audience the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, and the show is being recorded, so Ms. Robinson, you will get a copy of the show within the hour after the show has been broadcast, and that way you can put it on your site and people can listen to this, and we would definitely like to have you back on again. We got about 20 minutes, but before we go any further, I just want to make sure that everybody understands how they can get your books and what you got coming up.
Okay. Well, again, they can go to Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNobles.com, Books a Million, and they can also purchase, at GStreetChronicles.com. And you can also just Google Ms. Robinson and purchase them on my website as well.
Okay. So which way do you prefer, though, if you had people to contact you? Like if they wanted to get something signed from you, they would definitely have to come to your website and get that, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. My website is MsRobinsonWrites.com. You can go to my website and you can contact me and order off my website and you'll definitely get an autographed copy from Ms. Robinson.
Okay. Well, you know, I was trying to find a picture. That's why I put the book on there. I wanted to have a picture of you, but I didn't get a picture to put on the site because there are several sites that has this information about you being on the show, and we wanted to get that. But when I did find a picture, it was too late. The show was already about to start. But we definitely want to have that out there as well. So, and it sounds like you, like I said, you're doing great things, and we know that you can write. We definitely know you can write. And
yes,
we know what we've heard.
Thank
and
you.
We know that you know how to be detailed in it, and that's good. I'm really happy about that because, like I said, a lot of times, everybody, first of all, African-Americans are a little fickle on this thing. They want this, but then they play like they don't want to hear it, you know, and then they come mm-hmm. behind everybody and say, I want to get that book, you know, like they don't want nobody to know that they're reading it, you know. So, you know, we get that all the time, especially me and the novels I have out, the Scandalous Motives series and all that. And like I said, they're detailed just like yours. And I love it because you did it. The woman's perspective of it was really good. I mean, I'm probably a little like malish, but not too bad. Not that much different than what you have. But I like that because I think, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, even if you're a person that's in church or whatever. I mean, sex was created by God, so I don't see why they can't you're not degrading women or anything in the story. So
right.
But what do you think on that, Shay? You want to speak on that?
I think that most of it is really a front because I'm sure those very same people that are turning their heads or blushing when they pick up an erotica fiction novel are the same people that are going to a rated R movie or running to the video store and going to the back of the store and renting them DVDs that us adults would watch when we think ain't nobody looking at us go and take it up to the counter and check it out.
Just like those that write the and I'm not downing them, so don't take this wrong if you're listening. Those that read the Christian fiction books and all that, to me, those novels are just like the novels that we write, except they put a little Christian base to it. I mean, they may have Reverend Cucumber messing with Sister Grape or something, but it's still the same thing. So you know, I mean, even though it's in the church, I mean, all they're doing is this. What do you think about that, Ms. Robinson? What do you think about that?
I agree. I think it's just the way that we choose to present it. You know, it's the same thing. You know, only thing is I think that, you know, we may just step out there a little further and say, okay, we're going to say it exactly how people are thinking it. You know?
Right, right.
You know, and I think that's the difference. I mean, when I'm – and just being real, when I look at a man, I don't, you know, if I'm with a man or whatever, I'm having a good time, I don't say, well, here's a nice cock. That's not how I talk. You know, that's not what I say.
Right. So how would you say it? Go ahead and say it real quick.
Okay. I'll say he has a nice dick.
There you go.
Right. Exactly.
That's
yep, that's how you say it, just like that. Okay, so.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I just feel that... you know, the words, the language people use, the choice words or whatever they use to describe whatever it is that they're talking about, to me, I think that it's just normal. It's life.
That's
so,
true.
You know, these books are life. And I think what people get confused on, and I'm sure you get this, and Shay, you do too, is, like I said, they always want to think that because you wrote a novel, it's got to be something true. I mean, because you can't come up with something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the purpose of being an author is to be creative and to be able to create things that you may not have experienced, but you got to make your reader believe that you did.
That's
it doesn't
right.
mean that you actually done it, but that's the creativity that we do. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, people come up to you and say they want to write a book, and the first thing they say is they want to write about themselves. Then you ask them, okay, what's so important about you that's out there that we need to know about? You know, and just, I don't know.
Right.
So, you know, so do you get that? Well, how do you answer that question?
When they ask me, is the book about me? Because, yeah, I get that all the time, especially
right,
locally.
Right.
I say, no, these are fictional characters. And then, and even after they read the book and then they read some of the things that are in the books, they'll say, are you sure you didn't do that? I mean, in my second book, I have them, like, hanging off about the 34th floor of MGM, you know, in Vegas. And, you know, they're having sex. And somebody says, are you sure you didn't do that? No, I'm not that brave to hang off the 34th floor.
Because they're crazy. They think that you're
going to
do it.
It's
right. That is
a
way
right.
too high on the 34th
exactly.
floor.
Exactly. You know, I'm scared of falling. They do. They think that. And no matter when, how many times you say no, they're still like, yeah, I believe this is you. I believe you did that.
Right.
Okay,
you know,
because
well, I think in their
reading.
Yeah, I think in their mind they want it to be you. You know,
uh-huh.
so they could say they got something on you or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But like I said, most of the characters, all the characters in my books, all of them, none of them are real. None of the stuff that goes on is real. Nothing I experience. You know, I don't write about me. I make up stories. The stories are made up. They're fiction. That's why it's called fiction.
Right.
You know, it's not nonfiction. It's not nonfiction. You didn't make. It's not something that I've done. You know,
exactly.
So I think a lot of people get confused on that because they see the book and they see it's thick and they're like, how did you come up with all that? It's just watching movies and stuff,
right.
you get ideas, you know, you
definitely.
You know, just, I don't know. So, but Shay, now, how does that work for you? Because I know you get those questions as well.
Oh, my God. The one I get the most is once a person reads my book and they'll come up to me and they'll say, well, you know, how can that happen? That can't possibly happen. And, you know, I always have to tell them, you know what, in nonfiction, of course, everything is real. Everything is true. But in fiction, there's no bounds to where your imagination can go. So the impossible is actually possible. What can't be done in real life, I can implement it into what I write as in a fiction book and make it real.
Exactly.
You know,
that's why I like to write in what I call third person, because then you got the godlike effect. You know, a lot of people
right.
write in first person. That's good. I mean, but you can't see around the corner. So.
Right.
The person could be doing something, then they go around the corner, then it hits them. But in the God thing, I can explain, well, as she was walking around the corner, she didn't know that Roscoe was right there getting ready to pounce. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
you know, it's how you write it. And when you write well and they think it's real, then you know you're doing your work. You know you're doing
right.
what you're supposed to be doing. So we got 12 minutes left. And before we do that, I just want to make sure that you, if you want right now, Ms. Robinson, I want you to go ahead and kind of put some shout-outs to people that were inspiration in making you or helping you get to where you are today. You can give those shout-outs and kind of go again and let people know how to get your books and if they want you to come and do a book signing. So if you don't mind doing that, we appreciate that.
Not a problem. Definitely, first you can get my books. Or if you want me to do a signing or you want to contact me, visit me on the web at MsRobinsonWrites.com. You can purchase my books off of my site as well as at gstreetchronicles.com, amazon.com, Books a Million, and Barnes & Noble. For my shout-outs, I want to do a shout-out, of course, to my mother and my father, you know, for supporting me and not being embarrassed. They love it. To my bestie, Bonita Brooks, as well as to my street team, Doris, Valerie, all the people who have purchased my books, thank you, as well as to the two of you for having me on the show. It has been so much fun. I really enjoyed it. And
well, I'm glad you are enjoying it. I'm glad you are. I wanted you to have fun. I wanted it to be more fun. That's why I never send questions out prior, because a lot of interviewers do that. I don't like to do that because I want it to be as real as possible. That's why we do it that way. So
I love that method.
Okay, and Shay, let's talk a little bit about you before we go. We got about 10 minutes. Kind of tell people about your books and how they can get your books.
Okay. Well, I self-published a book called Tell Me No Lies in October 2006. That book is actually out of print right now, but for those readers that do want to go back and read my first novel, they can contact me at www.shaynolan.com, shoot me an email, request a signed copy of the book, and I can definitely get it to you. My most recent novel is Everything You Owe Me, published in December 2009. You can go to www.hollygrove.com. BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, Books a Million, anywhere books are sold. And if any bookstores don't have a copy, please request a copy. All reviews and comments are welcome. And please don't hesitate to check out my newest novel, Greedy. It is available now on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Books a Million.com, wherever books are sold. And, of course, once again, for a signed copy, please feel free to send me an email at www.shaynolan.com.
All right. Well, since everybody's putting their little stuff out there, I guess it's time for the snapper to do it. Well, you know, if you want to get any of my six novels, you know, you can definitely go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Borders, anywhere where books are sold. But I also have a couple of websites. You can go to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com, and you can get some snippets of the book, and you can also get some information that's going on, that's coming out. Also, you can go there and listen to the show that you've heard today, as well as past shows. You can listen to them there. And also, I have, if you want information on the book and the characters of the book and kind of get a synopsis of each character and where they're coming from, you go to www.redsnapperonline.com. And that will take you, will show you where the books are. You can purchase the books that way there. If you want signed copies of books from me, you can write me at urbanerotic@gmail.com, and we can get you a book out to you. So, I mean, you know, you just got to want to do it. And like I said, we write because we love to write. I know I do. And I'm doing this because it's fun. I really enjoy being creative and creating these worlds for people to read and get into, especially when I hear them talking about the characters. We've got about 8 minutes. And I'm going to go around the table. Ms. Robinson, when people talk about or read your books and they talk about your characters, what is the most important thing or one of the two things? Give me three things that they say about your characters.
Three things that they say about my characters, that they are sexy. Sexy, they have good sex, and that they're inspirational.
That's good. That's good. Now, Shay, what do they say about your characters?
My characters, most of my characters are what people sometimes classify as love to hate them. You have the martyr, you have the character that they're rooting for, and sometimes when they approach me and they tell me, girl, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, girl, I wanted to kill so-and-so. I wanted to kick so-and-so's ass. So it puts a smile on my face because they talk to me like these are real people. So that way I know I've brought those characters to life. It's a character.
That's right. That's right. And that's what you want to do as a writer. And I do that as well. I mean, I had a character that was in my Scandalous Motives series that was so popular with my fans that I had to write a whole novel about that person. And the name of that novel is Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel, which they wanted to know how Miss Tangi Laurie, who was a billionaire diva in this book, how did she become the diva she was in the Scandalous Motive series. So it starts from her birth, and it brings it all the way up into, it's a prequel, that brings it up into the beginning of Scandalous Motives. And I had a good time writing that because, you know, it was fun, it was exciting, and it explained how this happened and how these characters came into play and development. I love character development, so that's what I like to do. So do you get into that? Like character development, is that something that you like to do, Ms. Robinson?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, I think that without doing, you know, having character development, you're leaving them, you know, you're not really giving your all sometimes, I think. So it's very important. I have to develop my characters.
Yeah, because
exactly.
It's important that as the series goes on, the character needs to be getting stronger or weaker, something that people can notice that's happening with this character. Oh, this character is getting really into drugs. I mean, I want them to, the objective is to make the character seem like, you know, they're actually real. And that way, when you're ready to do that HBO series, you'll be able to do it.
Yes. That's right.
You have that stuff. So we got 6 minutes, and I just wanted to thank you, Ms. Robinson, for taking time out of your schedule, and you, Shay, as well, for coming on the show and making it a delightful show, and we had a good time. I definitely had a good time on the show. We would definitely like to have you back on the show when that book drops. So would that be possible, Ms. Robinson? Can we get you back?
Definitely. I'm happy to come back.
We definitely want to get you back on, and we can laugh and joke some more. But we thank you for coming on, and like I said, all you out there that didn't call in, that's okay. We still had fun. The number is 347-215-8539, and this was Word Sexy Radio, and we've been doing it here with Miss Robinson, and we're going to go ahead on and give her time because I know she's probably got other important things to do, but we thank you so much for coming on the show, and we're going to go ahead and go from here. But on behalf of me, Red Snapper, I thank you, and Shay.
Thank you, Ms. Robinson. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, and thanks again for having me.
All right. So, yeah, we definitely want to have you back on. So, and if there's any other authors on your publishing company that might be interested, have them contact me at urbanerotic@gmail.com, and we can have them on the show as well.
I sure will.
We don't mind
doing
that. We want to help everybody get out there with their work. So that's what we do on the show. So, and we thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
So this has been Word Sexy Radio. And I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we had Miss Shay Nolan. She's also going to be a host on the show. So we're going to continue to do this thing, and we're going to bring it to you the way we do here from Kansas City. So sit back, and we thank you. Listen to this cut here from Sweetback. Thank you.